This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here and with
my,
what?
Me.
That'd be Robin. You're allowed to say your name.
I know.
All right. She's just being funny. I'm with Miss Robin this morning. And no, not Miss Robin. She is Mrs. Robin Ellis. She's my gracious and beautiful wife. And here she is on the air with us this morning. We're here to talk about, this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We're here to talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. Wildlife, firearms, yeah, not so much politics, but a little bit of it, if you want. And then take your phone calls. And we have a two-way conversation. You basically control the show to, you know, whatever you want to talk about, that's what we talk about, whether I know anything about it or not, you know. So let's go right to the callers. We have Bill on the line. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Allen. Good morning, Mrs. Robin.
Morning.
How can we help you, Bill?
Sir?
How can we be of service?
Oh, I'm sorry. You still need a fishing license, even though you're a senior citizen fishing in Chesapeake Bay and Ocean City?
It's a $5 license, all-inclusive for senior citizens. Everything.
Oh, Christ. Oh, okay.
That's everything.
Great. And that's freshwater, too?
Everything.
Oh, everything for
all-inclusive, $5.
$5. Hey, you seem to ever stop at because years ago, you didn't need a license to fish in the bay or the ocean.
Oh, they'll never stop it now.
No, it's ingrained now. They'll always charge you to fish that.
Oh, well, because I had some seniors ask me about that, and that's why I'll call Mr. Allen.
Yep.
That's why.
$5.
$5.
Yep, and that doesn't, if you're over 65, you know.
Right.
For those of you who aren't 65, you still need a license to fish in Ocean City. You need a saltwater fishing license, which covers you for the Chesapeake Bay and the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, I see. The $5 for the seniors, then.
For everything, yes.
Yeah. You know, they just started that little years back down Ocean City, didn't they?
Yes, they did. As far as the saltwater thing,
yeah.
Probably 10 years ago. Yep.
Yeah. But you go to Delaware, fish or nothing, right?
I don't know about Delaware.
That's okay, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, you're welcome. All right, have a good one. Bye.
You too.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. All right. Do you need your sound turned up a little bit?
Yeah, just a little green one.
A little green one?
Uh-huh. Just a little. Thank you.
Test it with Chris because...
Is that better, Chris?
Oh, much better.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, now you guys are coming in about the same volume, so it's good.
How was your week?
Uneventful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Nothing special. Survived the rain. Other than that, that's just about it. Didn't float away.
Well, that's a good thing. Uneventful,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, uneventful. How about you guys?
A little windy the other day. We lost power for about, 2 hours?
Yeah, probably. Was it two or more?
About two hours.
It got hot in here.
Yeah. Neighbors across the street had some big trees come down against their houses. I didn't see a tremendous amount of damage, but they took a hit. Two of the houses had trees hit them. Branch across the street came down behind the neighbor's car, and then right beside us, a big branch fell off a tree and hit the guy's deck. But they cleaned that up pretty quick. So
wow,
yeah. I mean, there was windy here, and the wind was just switching around like crazy.
But you know, it didn't stay as windy as much as long as I thought it was supposed to. I mean,
right.
We didn't get it all morning long. We got it for like a 30-minute period, and then we were done. It was over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one heck of a fast-moving storm.
It was. It was when we were watching it, I think it was moving at 30-some miles an hour or something like that. And, you know, Robin said, why did we have that calm and then the wind again? Well, it's the eye of the storm going over. There's a, you know.
I understood that. I just didn't understand why we didn't have more wind on the front side. Because the front side, we weren't that windy.
Right.
It was very laid back.
You always get it on the back side. It's the rotation of the thing, the way it works.
Okay. Well, I understand that now. I'm just saying, I understand why that got quiet during the eye. I've been through a lot of eyes of hurricanes.
Oh, you've been through a lot, huh?
It seems like it.
Yeah.
Agnes, from Agnes on the way down.
Yep. So, anyway, living in western Pennsylvania, we didn't get a lot of that coastal weather. I didn't know what Agnes was. You know, that happened before I moved to Maryland. But we did have a big Johnstown flood when I was working in Somerset, that's for sure. So,
You must be very old then, because the Johnstown flood was in the 1800s.
And there was one in the mid-70s too, buddy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was one in the mid-70s, too. The dam didn't break, but it was the town just it was inundated again.
Just wonder if that happened about the same time that Agnes. I'll have to go back and do some research. I know somebody that lives in Johnstown. I've been to Johnstown like two or three times.
Yeah.
Huh, Agnes was, what, 75, 74?
It could have been Agnes.
Yeah, because Agnes was 72.
72. I couldn't remember what year. I knew we were living in Annapolis. Because the water in Hillsmere Shores was gone.
No, 72, I just graduated from high school, and I didn't work at this one spot. I worked at Somerset Welding and Steel, J&J Truck Bodies, from 75 to 78. And it was during that time period when the Johnstown flood that I knew took place. So, yeah, the Sportsman's Dam didn't break or anything like that. It's kind of like Ellicott City. It's in a very, very bad flood zone.
Gotcha.
So, yep. So our number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We are here to take your phone calls and talk about anything you'd like to talk about, fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. So, Robin, what is this story you sent me here last night?
I sent you a couple. Which one?
This is from The Guardian.
I don't remember.
And with photos.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a guy sunbathing on a German beach in the nude there's other people sitting around. I mean, you know, everybody's just having a good time. And it's all perfectly legal. He's allowed to do that. And a female wild boar and her two little puppies come up and grab this bag, this yellow bag that he's got there. Boars were apparently interested in some pizza that some people were eating, and they thought maybe there was pizza in the bag. Turned out the guy's laptop was in the bag. So here are these pictures, and if you care to Google it, it's
funny. And the guy said they could put his pictures on. You can't see anything but his.
No, you can't see anything, but he's definitely butt naked, and he's running after these wild boars. And Look what happened here. Did you see this part?
Mm-mm.
Where the boar got caught up in a cardboard box?
Must have been the pizza.
I'm not sure what it was. It doesn't look like a pizza box. But anyway, the boar got caught up in this cardboard box, and the guy chases the thing into the woods and, bangs a stick on the ground, and it scared it, and it dropped his laptop. So the story came out just fine. But
there's a name for that. It's like Freedom of Natural Bodies or something over in Germany.
It's called FKK, Free Körper Culture, Free Body Culture.
Free Body Culture.
Yeah, I'm not good at German. It's Free Körper Kultur.
Dad used to speak German.
He did?
Mm-hmm. Learned it in school.
Was he a nude sunbather as well?
Not that I know. Well, never know with my dad.
You never know. 410-922-6680. Rescue us. Oh, my gosh. So I did talk to some crabbers, though. They said that the storm, they didn't go out on the day of the storm. But the storm really didn't affect fishing and crabbing that much on the bay. It was just kind of like, we got to stay off the bay today. And that's pretty much it. So that's what happened. That is what happened. I was also at Clyde Sports Shop this week and talked to the guys. And there's a couple guns that wanted to feature in their advertising, so we talked about those. And one of them, for those of you who like the shotgun sports or maybe some upland hunting, There's a new Satori out. It's called a CXT Satori. Over and under. Chrome-plated chambers, triple trigger, backboard technology, and Vector Plus choke tubes and the whole deal. But this is a new one, and it's not as expensive as like the 725 Satori. It's like a, 30% off of that. So if you want everything that the Satori has to offer in a blued barrel and blued, receiver, well, there it is. This is a Satori CXT. And then we also talked about the BAR, the Browning Automatic Rifle. I mean, they still call it the BAR, even though it's an autoloader. It's called the Mark III Hell's Canyon Speed. It comes in that burnt bronze Cerakote finish with the urban camo, composite shim-adjustable stock, and all kinds of stuff. And there's plenty of calibers, including magnums and short magnum calibers. And then one of the latest ones from the collection of Browning is the AB3. The AB3 is the economy-priced A-bolt, basically. This is called the Stalker Long Range. It comes in a heavier sporter weight, 26-inch barrel, threaded muzzle with a provided brake and thread protector. It's ready for a suppressor if you need one, but, that's a whole other story, getting a suppressor. The barrel's threaded, as I mentioned. It's got comes in 6.5 Creedmoor, 308, 7mm REM Magnum, and 300 Win Mag. Clyde was saying that he's got most of them in the 6.5 Creedmoor, so you might want to check that out. So, all right, that's Clyde Sports Shop, your Browning, full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108. Hunting season's right around the corner. Check out Clyde's Sports. .com, open 7 days a week. Who else do we have here? Oh, our buddies. Yeah, our buddies at
Bay Country Bakery.
Oh, you want to talk about Bay Country Bakery? I was there, too.
We had it this week.
We had Bay Country Bakery.
Had a cherry pie
and a dozen mixed donuts. And I had
my cheese Danish. He has the best cheese Danishes.
Yeah, cheese Danish, and I had my maple frosted donut with the almonds. So, when I'm on Route 50 and I have the opportunity, I stop by Bay Country Bakery, no question. I stop on the way to Sick of Deer Camp and grab donuts for the guys, so... Go to Ocean City whenever. If you're on your way to Ocean City, I mean, that's a great little place to break it, is right there at Bay Country Bakery. Get a donut, get a sandwich, fresh cup of hot coffee, and be on your way. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge has the most spectacular donuts and pastries and cookies and cakes and breads in the entire world. Not just on the Eastern Shore, not on Dell. I mean, there's enough for everyone in the boat, everyone in camp. You can grab a tasty breakfast sandwich, too. Bay Country Bakery is open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. And to find Bay Country Bakery, do what I do. Just look for that big donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on the highway sign. That big bakery, that big donut on the side of the bakery, it's probably 10 feet tall. Big pink frosted donut with sprinkles. Can't miss it. It's Dave and Gina Levy. They are your hosts. They're trained chefs. And they do bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, here's for you GPSers. 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think about that big donut. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Baker. Be sure to stop by and say hello. You might see me there. You might see Robin and I there. You never know.
That's right.
All right.
I finally got it. It's been weeks. Every time I see the specials, I was bugging you.
What? And you didn't get any specials. You got the regular stuff.
That's because I didn't go with you.
Yes, there is a budget.
The regular stuff is as good, if not better, than
the regular stuff.
It is just as good.
The regular stuff. I mean, there's no. I mean, when she's talking specials, she's talking about specials. the donut of the week or the whole deal, but. All right, you have put it off long enough. You've been sitting there all summer. You keep looking out in the backyard, and you go, I'll utilize that space a little bit better. Now's the time to pull the trigger, dress up the backyard for fun times with your family. Labor Day's right around the corner. You want to have a big get-together like, our family used to do on Labor Day. Get some corn on the cob and steam up some crabs and, you know, have everybody bring a covered dish and get Aunt Millie's potato salad and, you know, that type of thing. Somebody will probably make, pretzel jello salad or something like that, you know. So go to Backyard Billy's and check everything out. It'll make your backyard even more fun than it is now. Giant selection of colorful polyresin outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially the Adirondack chairs. You can see all that collection from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. They've got swing sets right out front, tiki bars, pool houses, storage sheds. That's what's in Backyard Billy's backyard, that's for sure. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles. And free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's expansive showroom, you can check out the many barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And Saturdays, some Saturdays, are grill demo days from 10 till 2 with taste testing and pro tips and giveaways and grill package deals. Call ahead to see if they're going to do that today, though, 410-827-4500. Hey, you can browse the great-looking garden decorations. You can see all the fire rings out there for any lifestyle theme and any budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's. That's where we bought our gas fireplace insert. It's beautiful. It works wonderful. It looks great in the fireplace, too. They helped us with the guy to put the stone up as well. Visit BackyardBillys.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Kent Island. Your backyard is gonna look great. We'll be right back after these messages.
Thunderstorms rumbling around for today, drifting slowly to the east, and lots of heat and humidity. Boy, it's been a steam bath of a forecast ever since that tropical storm came up the east coast. Our humidity levels have just been through the roof. We're at 88 today with pockets of flash flood alerts and thunderstorms drifting slowly east. 90 degrees for Sunday, 92 Monday, and 93 on Tuesday. I'm Scott Laurie with the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunk, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the Bible go floating away.
All right, there you go. The line in the water, watch that bobber go floating away. By the way, on Battery Warehouse, they did close their Woodlawn location. I just haven't been in there to re-record their commercial spot. So just want to let everybody know. We got Vincent on the line. Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, guys. How you all doing?
Doing well. You?
Morning.
I'm well. Just nice early morning listening to you guys. That's all. Oh,
that's cool. Appreciate
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So I was just, you know, I've been doing a little experiment at my house. I put out some food every night and see what kind of animals come by. Sometimes I'll get deer, foxes, raccoons. I'll see slugs sometimes. One time I saw a coyote. That was pretty cool. But something that caught my eye is there's a cat that comes by. And, well, the cat's been coming by pretty much every single day now and giving it food every single day. And I've more favored the cat coming by than the deer and the raccoons and the squirrels. So I've switched from corn for deer to food for cats.
Okay.
But, and I've seen cats in the deer stand too, coming up on me.
Yeah.
And, I don't know what it is, man, but I just bump into cats everywhere I go. Mm-hmm. Want to know if maybe you have any kind of experience.
Cat whisperer.
Yeah, you're the cat whisperer, I guess. I've seen cats rarely on the deer stand. I see more fox and other wildlife than I do cats, but they are out there. Those feral cats are out there. There's no question about it. And, you know, they're pretty detrimental to the songbirds more than anything. They eat the little mice and the voles and the moles and that kind of stuff, but, they play heck with the songbirds. And that's, you know, that's the thing about the cats is they're just, devastating on songbirds. And they know how to catch a bird, you know, in a flash. So that's the downside. But,
yeah,
I've seen them. You know.
Luckily, I got sunflowers outside for the birds that come out, but I keep the cat well fed, so the cat's not worried about birds or any other animal, just as long as I feed it, which is kind of selfish, but it is what it is.
No, that's up to you. You know, just wait till it brings its puppies around. Then you'll have something to worry about.
You mean kittens?
Oh, did I say puppies?
You said puppies.
Well, if it brings puppies around, I mean, I'm not going to have a problem with that either. You can bring cats
around. Yeah, if it brings puppies, you're going
to... I mean, I had the full intention of whatever animal comes, it comes. So I got what I asked for.
When I lived in Baltimore County, we had at least four cats dropped off. Maybe five, I can't remember, dropped off in our neighborhood. And we had outside cats in the neighborhood anyway. And at night, you'd hear the cat fights, and then... Before long, you started seeing the litters show up, and we rescued six of them and took them to a no-kill shelter, and then that was, how long ago was that, 2005, 2003, something like that? We had the last survivor in our house.
I don't know anything about before, but I know what we got now.
Yeah, we have the last, Joey's the last little survivor. She weighs about 5 pounds, and, you know, she lives here in the house. And so she's old. She's at least 15, maybe a little older. So we're just maintaining with her. So, but that's the last one. That's the last one I know.
I must love her because I'm definitely allergic to her.
I know. So anyway, appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Y'all have a good one.
All right, Vincent, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I just looked up the special for yesterday for Bay Country Bakery. I missed it on the commercial. It was my fault. Banana Fluffernutter Donuts.
All righty.
Doesn't that sound good?
Sounds good to me. Absolutely. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So, Chris, do you want to pronounce that German word for us again?
I forgot it already.
Freedom culture, freedom body culture. Fluffernutter. Farfignugan.
That's what I'm focused on now, and that's why I forgot the word.
Forget it.
Yeah, I'll give me a minute. I'll come up with it.
Oh my!
How is the? Wasn't the White Marlin Open recently?
Yeah, I think it was. I haven't followed it much, and you know. Certainly never be able to compete in it, that's for sure. Freaker percature culture. Freak or per culture? Chris?
I'm pulling up the audio that I sent you because, like I said, once I hear it, then I can go ahead and pronounce it. But right now, I'm just drawing a blank.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the White Marlin Open, how they're social distancing, you know. Check out the White Marlin Open, Rob, and see what's going on with that.
I'm on it.
I know you would be. Thank you.
So. Okay, it's Freikörperkultur.
Freikörperkultur.
Fry. You got to roll.
Fry.
Fry.
Like French fries?
No, not quite.
Oh.
Freikörperkultur.
It's more what, Robin?
Snidely Whiplash.
Snidely Whiplash. I remember Snidely Whiplash. Who was the voice of Snidely Whiplash? There's a trivia question. First of all, who was Snidely Whiplash? Do you remember, Chris?
Yeah, he was the villain in Dudley Do-Right.
Yep.
Yep, and where was Dudley Do-Right? Where was the only place you could see Dudley Do-Right?
In the Canadian mountains.
In the Rockies.
No.
What?
He was a Canadian mounted policeman.
I know that, but...
He was in a fort. I remember a fort. And I can't remember...
We're not answering him the right way, because he's over here having a...
And I can't remember his girlfriend's name.
Nell.
Yes. Oh, Nell.
Yeah, so... No, I mean, what television show did you watch that presented Dudley Do-Right?
Hanna-Barbera Hour or something?
No.
What? Spit it out. We're not getting it.
Rocky and Bullwinkle Show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
With Fractured Fairy Tales by Edward Everett Horton and Sherman and the Professor.
I remember Sherman and the Professor. Yes.
Yes.
I think I remember Fractured Fairy Tales.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Dudley Do-Right was part of the Rocky and Bullwinkle. Boris and Natasha, one of my favorites.
So. Okay, today is day 6 of the White Marlin Open. Okay.
Yep. Bring us up to date.
270 boats fishing today. 433 boats entered. $6.7 million prize money.
Right. What are they doing with the crowds?
The tournament leader is 77 pounds.
That's a big marlin. That's a nice marlin.
Out of Drillin and Billin out of Hatteras. Guys out of Baltimore. Taylor Fields.
Okay.
74, 72. Biggest tuna is 121 so far.
Okay.
For a guy out of Cambridge, good.
Good.
He's up for $85,000 right now.
Good for him. All right.
Wahoo is 60 pounds.
That's a nice wahoo.
Dolphin 73.
Okay.
And no leaders in the sharks this moment. Check back soon. This is a pretty cool website.
All right. White Marlin Open.
Yeah, I'm going to keep that up and see what they did today.
All right. Cool. Let's talk to Wesley in Westminster. Good morning, Wesley.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I can't hear Wesley.
Good.
Hey, Wes, you're really, really muted. Can you, I don't know, talk in the phone or something a little bit?
I'm talking right into it.
That's better right there.
That's better? Okay. Yeah, I don't know what that was. Anyway, Snidely Whiplash.
Yes.
I think it was Paul Lynn.
I think you're right. I think it was Paul Lynn.
I'm looking.
Yep. I think you're right. He had a very distinctive voice and laugh as well, you know.
And very animated.
Oh yeah, very animated, no question. So, well, that was. I think you're right. I think I read something about Paul Lynn the other day and said he was the voice of Snidely Whiplash. Yep. Who was I thinking?
Voiced
about?
By Hans Conried.
Hans Conried, yeah.
Mm-hmm, Corey Burton.
Really?
Huh.
Hans Conried.
Hans Conried would be the ones that we remember. The
Hans
other one was
Conried.
From 98.
Yeah, I wouldn't remember that one. Hans Conried. How about that?
Wow.
Okay. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I would have gone with Paul Lynn.
Yep. Paul Lynn did do some voice work, but I don't remember who.
He did a whole bunch of voices.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, he did. So,
and Hans
he was wild on Hollywood Squares, that's for sure.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I forgot all about that.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, Chris. What did you say, buddy?
No, I was about to say, Hans Conried did a lot of movies in the 30s.
Hans Conried did
yes.
a lot of radio work in the 40s and 50s.
Yeah, see, I remember seeing him a lot on some of the movies on Turner Classic Movies, so that's my knowledge of Hans Conried.
I'll have to look him up. The reason y'all are thinking Paul Lynn,
yeah.
he was part of the Perils of Penelope Pit Stop.
I don't care.
I'm just saying. That's probably why.
Okay.
Because he was a villain.
Penelope Pit Stop?
Yeah, you never saw the Perils of Penelope Pit Stop?
I have no idea what you're talking
well,
about.
Well, then don't make fun of me because I didn't know who the Fractured Prune was or whatever it is.
That's a competitor to Bay Country Bakery. Go ahead.
I think
she's referring to Fractured Fairy Tales.
Yes. Everett Horton.
Yes.
Good grief.
I was. He was in a lot of cartoons.
Who? Paul Lynn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Wes, anything else going on? You ready for hunting season?
Getting ready. We just came back from Ocean City. We caught a lot of small flounder. You know, I mean, nothing got over the limit.
Nothing legal. What's the legal size now? Still 17?
I think it's 15.
Oh, 15. Oh, that's good.
No, 16.
Oh, 6. 1-6. Okay.
16.
Got it.
And, we caught them 14s, 15s, 13s. We probably caught 30 or more fish.
Well, that's good.
You couldn't get them over 16 inches.
Yeah, you're fishing from the bank? Fishing from the shore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Josh and I.
Yep. To get into the bigger ones, you got to get out in the channels and stuff.
I was fishing the channel that runs from east to west, where it goes over the thoroughfare.
Yes.
Yeah, we were fishing in there, but I tell you, it was really great because Josh is getting ready to go off to college this year, and so he and I got out there, and we just had a day of it.
That's nice.
We talked, you know, I mean, trying to talk to a teenager, you know, it's difficult, but man, when you get out on the boat with them, you can talk all day long.
Oh, yeah, no question. No question. Well, that's good. I'm glad you had that day. That's for sure.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It was a good one.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the call.
All right. You guys take it easy. Thank you so much for your services.
Thank you, Wes. Thank you. We appreciate it. Couldn't do it without our listeners, that's for sure.
All right. Bye now.
All right, buddy. Thanks. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Hey, I talked to Chuck the other day. Sent us a bunch of trail cam pictures. He's got, you know, last year after bear season, he had 4 bears come in when he was deer hunting up there on his property that he hunts up in, I guess that's Frederick County, I would think. And some of the bears have gotten pretty big at this point. I don't think it's mama that's coming in to his trophy rock and things like that they've got going up there. But that one bear looked pretty good size. And the landowner puts a deer feeder out, and he puts it at 7 feet off the ground. He's had it torn down 2 or 3 times, 7 feet off the ground. So we know there's big bear up there. That's pretty cool. So, look, bear lottery's open till the end of the month, till the end of August. So I might log on today and get my hunting license and my bear permit application, you know, my bear lottery application. And I've applied every year. I've been picked 4 times. I don't know how or why, but it's just been, you know, it's luck of the draw. So always enjoy that time of year. October is my favorite month. So anyway, we're looking towards the hunting season. This year we have September 11th. Very commemorable day. It's also the first day of the deer archery season. Squirrel season opens on the 1st, Chris, just so you know. And let's see what we've got here. Hans Conried was born in Baltimore.
Cool.
In 1917. Chris apparently has a lot of time on his hands. You know why? Because we don't have any callers. 410-WCBM-680. Have you been fishing? I'll tell you, the fishing has really been good everywhere in Maryland. Now that we've had a couple cool days, we're looking at a... today is a green day for striped bass. Tomorrow's a green flag day, 86 and 89 degrees. When it gets to Monday and Tuesday, it's in a cautionary zone. Yellow flag days for the striped bass because we want to cut down on the dead discards on the striped bass. Summer heats had an effect on a wide range of fishing. In the upper bay, striped bass fishing is now a dawn affair, and the fishing success usually drops off as the sun breaks the horizon. There's some topwater striped bass action at the Conowingo Dam Pool, but down towards the mouth of the river, Susquehanna Flats, fishing has been slow. Most anglers are targeting a mix of catfish species at the dam pool and the lower Susquehanna and Elk Rivers. Flatheads are being caught at the dam pool with blue and channel catfish spread throughout the lower Susquehanna, the uppermost portions of the bay, and nearby tidal rivers. There continues to be some live lining activity for striped bass near the mouth of the Patapsco and Pools Island. Anglers are being asked to forgo fishing for striped bass due to the high incident of release mortalities due to the high water and high air temperatures and the lack of oxygen in the deeper and cooler waters. Anglers are asked to self-regulate and pursue other species such as catfish, northern snakeheads, and white perch. However, if you do target striped bass, remember that you must use non-offset circle hooks at all times when you're chumming or live lining. We also advise that you use lures with single barbless hooks to make releasing the fish easier. And care must be taken when handling fish. Never use a rag while unhooking a striped bass. This will rub off their protective slime layer, making them more vulnerable to the summer combination of heat, stress, and disease. That would be mycobacteriosis. All of Maryland areas of the bay and tidal rivers will be closed to striped bass fishing of any manner from August 16th through August 31st. And that's usually the highest temperatures of the summer. There's some live lining action for striped bass at the Bay Bridge piers, but most anglers are enjoying the excellent fishing for white perch at many of the bridge piers. Using bottom rigs with pieces of bloodworm always works well, but many are using small jigs and enjoying some fun light tackle action. Small, soft plastic jigs fished in the shallower areas work as well, and a dropper rig with enough sinker is the ticket for the deeper areas with the stronger currents. You know how that works. You tie a sinker on the end of your line. You go up about, I don't know, a foot or so. Tie an 18-inch leader on or thereabouts. Put a jig on the end of the 18-inch leader. The sinker drops down to the bottom. The jig waves in the current. You can put a little piece of peeler crab on there if you want, a little piece of bloodworm to sweeten the deal. And that's an excellent perch rig. Now, I personally like the little plastic baits for the white perch, little shads, little tiny shads, little tiny twisters, and that type of thing, you know. And if you put that bigger sinker on and drop that down, you only need an eighth of an ounce jig head or something like that. Even a shad dart will do it, but you don't need excessive amount of weight on the jig. You need the wait to get you to the bottom. So it's a dropper rig. That's what he's talking about. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Don't wait till the last 5 minutes to call. Give us a ring now while you can, and we'll be more than glad to take your call and have a conversation. So we will. Excuse me. Oh, my. Let's see. Who do we need to talk to? Talk about? Well, we need to talk about Backyard Billy's, and we need to talk about Albright's Gun Shop, and let me find you. I talked to Larry Albright the other day, and I talked to Chuck. I'll tell you, they're really excited about their new black powder section there at Albright's, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. But right now, let's talk to Joe, and then we'll go do the commercials. Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
All doing good. How about you?
Good. I heard Robin say something about somebody being allergic to cats.
Yeah. She's allergic to cats.
Years ago, I happened to hear a doctor, he was talking about how a lot of people with asthma, and a lot of times that's caused by allergies and being allergic to cats being number one. He said there's a simple solution to that. He says you wash the cat once a week, and he says after the second week, the cat runs away, and you don't have a problem anymore.
Alan, can the cat get a bath this morning?
Sure, you catch her.
Yeah, I ended up actually in the hospital from it when I was a little kid. My parents didn't know I was allergic.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was in respiratory distress. I mean, it was bad.
Wow, that's really tough. That the other thing I was thinking about, why is it that the white marlins are so much smaller than the blue marlins?
Do you have an answer for that?
I don't. It's just an amazing thing to me that white marlin, you like you said, 77 pound, that's pretty good size white
marlin.
That's a
big marlin, yeah, no question.
Yeah, but I've seen blue marlin go. I've actually been on a boat when we brought one that the captain estimated was 650 pounds.
Wow.
The back of the boat, we released it too.
Sure.
It's just,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, look, there's different species. I mean, there's all different types of species of fish, and it's just, it's
interesting that there's that big a disparity in size.
There's 70-some species of fish that you can get a citation for in Maryland. Everything from blue tile fish that nobody's ever seen except people that, specialize in them, and you got your black sea bass, and you got your tautog, and you got your... your dolphin and marlin and tuna. I mean, there's four or five different types of tuna, right? I mean, there's yellowfin, bluefin, and skipjack, and a whole little tunny, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So I mean, it's just God's diversity is the way I look at it. I think it's great.
And it's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
I think so.
Yep.
Just about any fish you get, it's just a wonderful thing. So
that's what I say about fishing. I love fishing. I don't particularly focus on one thing. A lot of people focused on snakeheads, and then they get focused on bass, and then they get focused on fly fishing, and then they get focused on this or that or the other thing. I'm just a jerk on one end of the line waiting for a jerk on the other.
Well, I'll tell you what, I had a friend of mine who took me once up to Westminster Pond, and he said, we stop and buy some hot dogs on the way up, use them as bait, and what we don't catch in the way of fish, little catfish and little bluegills and whatever. We just had a ball, the throwback, and then you can always eat a few hot dogs and you're okay.
Exactly, no question.
Listen, it's always good to hear you guys, and I don't want to stay on. I'm sure you're going to have some more callers come on.
We are. Yep, we sure are. So, thanks for the call.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Joe, you have a great day.
Bye-bye.
You do the same.
All right. Hey, guns are wanted. That's right. Guns are wanted. Any make, model, age, or condition. Albright's Gun Shop in Easton, Maryland wants guns. If you have a single gun or an entire collection to consider, call Albright's Gun Shop. And here's the number. Write it down. 410-820-8811. I've been dealing with Larry Albright and the crew at Albright's Gun Shop for over 25 of their 37 years. I know these guys, and I wouldn't hesitate to call Albright's at 410-820-8811. If I had a gun to sell or consign, you can trust them, period. Albright's Gun Shop is also a Cesar Guarini elite dealer. You can call or stop by Albright's to make an appointment to visit the Cesar Guarini factory and select your firearm. This offers for Siren and Fabarm firearms as well. Albright's carries Beretta, Benelli, and other firearms for every budget, both new and pre-owned. And now Albright's has expanded their muzzle-loading department with muzzle-loading firearms like Thompson Center and has accessories as well as an in-house expert to expand your deer season. Stop by 36 East Dover Street in Easton across from the Tidewater Inn to visit this landmark gun shop. Online, it's Albright's Gun Shop, or call 410-820-8811 today for Albright's Gun Shop. That's right. Backyard billies, you put it off long enough. Time to pull that trigger and dress up that backyard for fun times for your family. Labor Day right around the corner. Backyard Billies is our go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection awaits you of colorful poly resin outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs in all the varieties of colors and styles, especially the Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. Swing sets, tiki bars, pool houses, and storage sheds. That's what's in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery, too, within 60 miles, and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. You get inside Backyard Billy's showroom. You can check out the many barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And some Saturdays are grill demo days from 10 till 2. You got to call ahead, though, to see if today's one of those days. 410-827-4500. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations and fire rings for any lifestyle theme and budget. And guess what? Backyard Billy's is their premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our gas fireplace insert, and we love it. and they did the installation, and it's perfect. Visit BackyardVillage.com or call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. That's Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. What?
Some days you'll come in here in the morning and catch me with it on in the middle of summer.
I know. Route 50 at exit 44, Kent Island. Route 50, yep, exit 44. Your backyard is going to look just great, no question. And, Chris, do I have any other commercials to talk about?
No, it was just those two, Backyard Billy's and Albright's.
Really? Okay, good. All right. Do you just want to go to the callers, or do you have weather or something to do?
No, I already did that. I did the weather and Battery Warehouse in the first break.
So I guess Fran's up.
Fran's up.
Morning, Fran.
Hi, Fran.
Hello, Fran. Hello, Fran.
Okay.
Fran, call back.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened.
What happened?
That she must have, something happened. Hold on. She might be calling back in.
Hold on. Hold on.
Hold the presses.
In the meantime, you can go to Ronald.
Okay. Good morning, Ronald. How are you doing?
Well, good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
I wonder if you won't get me, Alan. Hey, buddy. How you doing, Alan? How you doing? How y'all doing this morning? How y'all doing down there?
Doing great. Doing great.
Wonderful, wonderful. I was worried about y'all about that storm. I heard about that storm down there. That little storm was a disaster. That was a bad little. That storm was something. I think you had quite a few tornadoes behind it, Alan.
Yeah, there was. No question.
Yeah, they had one down between us and Ocean City.
Delaware had a tornado. Delaware had a tornado. From Dover to Middletown, 29.2 mile tornado track.
Wow!
Wow!
That's absolutely amazing.
I didn't hear that. That's wild.
Yeah, that was quite a little storm there.
Yep.
Yeah, did quite a little damage here in Maryland too, huh?
No, yeah, a little bit. A lot of trees down. That's for sure.
Alan, I thought about you and Robin, so I said I'd call in. And then our girl, Miss Ruth, then she goes and gets sick on me yesterday a little bit there.
Uh-oh.
And they had to take her over there to Franklin Square Hospital last night there, you know. So she called me, let me know she was all right there.
Well, good. You wish her well for us, will you?
What, Alan?
Wish her well for us.
Okay, Alan, you got that. Y'all got that there.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Have a good one.
Thanks, Ronald.
All right, y'all.
Thanks, Ronald.
Take care, man.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right. Be safe.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Miss Fran.
Good morning. I tell you, I've been worried about you two. Good morning, Alan and Robin.
Good morning.
Because it said on TV, you know, that this storm had hit Eastern, and I have some friends over in that Forest Hill, Maryland.
Yeah.
They got trapped back there with that storm, and I saw it on TV, but I was so proud of that guy. Talk about outdoors people. They're trapped back there. It's like seven houses, and the two elderly women live back there. I know they're scared to death. They both had heart surgery. But anyhow, I was so proud of this outdoor guy. He says, we're trapped back here. We can't get rescued. Nobody can get to us, but we're fine. They built the pulley to go from one side of the land, cross all that rough water to the other side of the land, and they can get on the pulley, you know, their medicine,
yeah,
their food, and anything. He says, we're fine. I said, see, that's my kind of outdoor person.
That's right.
That is. That's great.
Yep. I was so happy because I was so worried about, you know, two of my friends over there, and they live in a house by themselves and all, two sisters, and I thought, and when I got sick, they sent me, you know, get well cards and stuff.
Yeah.
And like I say, 35 years friendship. But I thought, oh Lord, this stuff. And the guy calmed me down, so I said, that's my kind of guys.
There you go. That's
I love it.
Men, they have made a pulley. And so I think when I was talking to Chris, he said they did that back in World War One too.
Yeah.
They designed a pulley that goes from one side, cross all that water to the other side. He says they'll get everything they need. We're
sure
looking at it. They'll get their medicine and they get. I was so relieved.
Mm-hmm.
That's called ingenuity.
I was
ingenuity.
Relieved.
That's right. Ingenuity.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're safe. Chuck's safe. And they're going to be okay, so I can calm down.
Okay. All good.
All right, yeah, trees are falling all around us, but not at our place.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
so
both
bad.
Sides and what, in front of us.
You know, on TV they can make it. It hit Easton and it hit Forest Hill. I thought, oh, my God, Easton and Forest Hill?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, everybody's fine.
Okay. Everybody's good. Glad you're good.
All right. Take care now.
Thanks, Fran.
Take it easy, Fran. I'm having a...
You're having a day.
It's my throat. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We've got a couple minutes left here in the hour. And we need to talk about the record book for Maryland Big Game. It's called Maryland's Finest. And it's published by Bucks Bears Stags, LLC. And it is due to be delivered or picked up on Friday the 14th. Now, that's the last I heard. Things could change. It could change. It could be earlier. It could be a day or two later. But either way, it's in production right now. It's at the printers.
It's in the queue.
It's in the queue. It's in the queue, yes. So this is a beautiful publication. This has got every record that we could lay our hands on for Maryland from about 1987, 88. Okay, and not much before, but there's a few in there prior to that as far as the record keeping in Maryland. One of the organizations was Forage Club International, did some scoring, measuring of deer antlers prior to, 1986, 87, 88, and, you know, they had a number of entries, but what happened was, Safari Club is unwilling to release the names of the Maryland hunters who are in their records. So, and that's okay. That's okay. But we have every entry from the Boone and Crockett Club, Pope and Young Club, the Old Maryland Trophy Deer Contest, and Bucks, Bears, Stags. So we're really excited. There's over 3,000 entries in there, 200 pictures, stories on whitetails and black bears and sika deer and other things, and a lot of little tidbits and quotes and that kind of stuff. So you need to look at that, bucks-bears-stags.com. You can pre-order your book if you like, and you'll be among the first to get it when we mail them out. So there you go. Well, that sounds like the music, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to say about that?
I'm going to say, get out, stay safe. Wash your hands, wear your mask, and care about other people. Thank you.